designer and out the medium sized lines. Call me stuck with all the worm resoiloishlo bodo elam. So the Mishnah said that a person should not be mistako in these four things. And the Mishnah lists the four things as malamalo, malamato, malafanima, malo ochor. So the Gemara says Bishlama malamalo, malamato, malo ochor is the chai. So these three understand why these things are beyond the scope of a person's areas of inquiry. El lefanim madahava hava, but lefanim is madahava hava. Now, so Rashi learns in the Mishnah two pshatim. He brings there's a Tosfos or whatever that is exactly. Tosfos in the Rashi. That the malam malam merikiyah shal roshei achayus, malam matavihem. So that's talking about elements of ma'aser merkava which you're not supposed to discuss. Malafanim is chutzim achitzes arikiyah lemizrach. Malachr is the mar. Tosfos says I don't understand Rashi. So what's his mar's kasha? Why is lefanim adahava hava? So Tosfos understands malafanim means kadem lo elam. So malafanim means what was there before the world. So and malachr would then be what will be afterwards. And Tosfos brings this afterwards says like that. So the Morris Kasha is what was before the Prius Olam. Morris wants to understand what exactly is the problem of contemplating what was there before Prius Olam. Morris says, "Rechem Rabbi Elazar Dermit Tavayo." So they both answer with a mashal. Lamata Radoma, the mouth was of Adam, Sharma Lavada, Benoili, Palterin, Gedolin, Alva Ashpa. Build the palace, and the place to build the palace was an area which was a dump. Halchu, Benoili, and they built it, Benoili, they built it. The Ain was Anishal Melech, Lahazgar, Shem, Ashpa. He doesn't want to point out later on that the place it was built was the place of an ashpa. So whatever the Bershom put there before the Bria, whatever was there before the Bria, the more is comparing to an element of ashpa. Rashi not very helpful over here. One of the mahalchim over here is there is a Zayir. The Zayir says that Bershom created Olamas and he destroyed them. He created new Olamas and he destroyed them till he created this world and he was happy with it. Now, what exactly that means? Bershom created a world and destroyed it. What does it mean? What does it mean being happy or being unhappy with it? I don't know. But some of the Forshim learned that some more saying it was an Ashpa. The world was built, as it were, on a makom of that there was some destruction there beforehand, and the Bershom, it's not a world we're supposed to be thinking about. Whatever what it means, the Bershom created a world and decided he doesn't like it. That's not a conversation which we're supposed to be having. Koshal lechosal kavod kainoi resoy loy shalabodoy. And then the Mishnah continues and says, a person. Once it says these type of things you shouldn't be discussing, it says the person is not chosel kavod kainoi, it's also roi loi shalabod oidem. So mahi, what does it mean that this is something that we're not careful with the covenant of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Rabbi Abba Omer Zami Stakol Bekeshes, it's a person who stares intently at the keshes. because the Keshes, a lot of Mefarshim went over here, that the Keshes is part of the Mara Merkava, but it's a part of the Mara Merkava which is made visible to us. Because the Mara Merkava is something which is, you know, belongs to the Pasuk says, Kvar Elokim Hester Dover, the Kabbalah of Kosh Baruch, where these things are kept hidden. So he's not Chosel Kabbalah Karnoi. It's a problem. Riyazurim is the however of Eber Beseser. A person who doesn't have Eber Beseser. And I'm going to go back to discuss both of these. The Pshat, which says Rabbah says Hamistakel Bekeshes, the Chsiv Kamari Akeshes, Asher Yeva Beonon Beyam Akeshem Ken Mari Hanoiga Saviv Humar Demus Kved Hashem. So the Mari Keshes is part of the Mar Merkava, and therefore that's something which is supposed to be kept hidden. So you're not supposed to be mistakel. Rav Yosef Bar Marzel, every Beseser, where is that not being Chosak Kved Kaidai? Kidder of Yitzchok, Dumber of Yitzchok, Kaloiver of Eir Beseser, Kiddodechak Ragli Shkino. It's like he's pushing away the Hashem's presence. Shemar Kawayamar, Shemar Kamayim, Shemayim Kisi. Vaharza Dumber Gloy. So that's the Ragli Shkino, the Rishim's, the eager awareness of Kaddish Baruch Hu's presence. It's obviously up in the Shemayim. But there is an element of presence over here. And the person, by doing it beseser, as if he's saying that there's nobody here to see me, which means people he's scared of. But Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is there, he's ignoring, so that's a bizoyan to the covenant of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. For the Markasha, is that really true? Ain't, is that really so? That doing a ver beseser is who's considered bad? Vatanya, the Gersa of the Bach is Vatanya, that Rabbi Eloyah Hazokin Omer Imroya Adam Shiitzer Misgaber Olav. The person sees that his Yetzihara is overpowering him. So Yelach Lamokim Shein Makira Noisei. He should leave his place and go to a place where he has, nobody knows him. Rashi learns, interestingly enough, that the point is that a person feels much more comfortable and respected in his own place. And sometimes he goes to a place where nobody knows him. The lack of respect that sort of breaks the person's gaiva and allows him to do tshuva. And the Yilbush Shkarim, Vizatim Shkarim, put on Shkarim, dark clothing, which means, again, that's taking away from was taken away from the person's covet. Vyasim Ashaliba Chofetz, and if at the end, he's not able to overcome, so he'll end up doing that which he desires. Vayichal Hashem Shemayim Befer Hesya. And so it's better in a certain sense, but in fact he's going there where nobody knows who he is. That's an element of seser, element of being hidden, and that's considered proper to do. So Mor says, look, Asher, hod lemotzi kayif le yitzrei, hod lemotzi kayif le yitzrei. If the person is able to control himself and chooses to do it privately, because he's embarrassed, people shouldn't know. It means that's ignoring a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. A person who has a problem, he's not able to overcome his Yetzirah. So we're saying, okay, if that's the situation, don't do it before Hesia, because it'll be Chil Hashem Shemayim. No, he's saying if he can control himself
and he
goes does it privately, so that's an insult to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah. Yes.
It means you can control yourself, but outside you don't do it because you're worried about what people think. Because Baruch Hu's presence, you couldn't care less. A person who is, the problem is that he is in this stage where he's not able to control himself, then it's better to do it privately because at least it shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem. So he's not saying, Bresham, I don't care about you. He's saying, Bresham, I got a problem. Now, so there, it's better to do it privately. It's interesting that the Gemara relates, I mean, sometimes the source of a person's avera is the fact that he lowers himself. Like, you know, if a person would perceive himself as being somebody significant, so he wouldn't want to lower himself to do such things. He goes to some place where nobody knows him, he says, like, no, I can do whatever I want, and nobody cares. So, like, he loses his cover. He's more saying the opposite, that by going to a place where nobody knows you, that itself generates a way to stop the vera, because the vera is coming from his attitude of being too high about himself. I think, like, you know, even their averas were bigger than ours. Like, you know, our averas come from loneliness. Their averas came from, you know, high, being high, you know. So it's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Dorash Ubihuda Barabi Nachmeni, Miturgamani, the Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish is Miturgaman, said the following statement. Three things a person that he's. The word mistakel doesn't mean just to glance, it means to look intently. So, a person is mistakel these three things. His eyes weaken. Bekeshes, ubenosi, ubekahani. So, b'kesh, if a person stares at a rainbow, looks see kumare b'kesh is sheyeh be'onon b'yem ageshem kumare demus kvad Hashem. So, if that's this, you're looking at the demus kvad of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to weaken the eyes of the person. B'nosi, l'chsi b'nasata mehoitz k'olov, there's a certain divine presence on the nosi. That divine presence, so staring at him, it's going to weaken the eyes. Bikahanim bizman shebesemitish kayim. He's referring to them. Sheyom dim al duchonon, they were there on the duchon. We're working as Yisrael. B'shem ha'mafarish. Therefore, these would affect the person's eyes.
Rabbi, by the kesher, by the rainbow, we'll make a bracha when we see it.
Yeah.
And in general, if I were to see one, my natural reaction would be to tell you, please go see it, make a bracha.
Right, so it says the prayer, you're not supposed to do that. What? You're not supposed to do that.
I'm not supposed to tell someone to go see it and make a bracha.
Correct.
Because they probably will gaze at
it. Well, there's two understand. One is this concept over here, the more says, you know, mistakel. The other is that the Yerushalmi says that there, it's Mexican minus. It's you know, it's being mistakel, and it represents minus. I'm not sure what it means, because a person is not supposed to get involved in and it's contemplating the mice recovering. It does, there's an element of like acher, etc., something of that sort. Before Shimon and Shulchan Aruch bring down also, because it's a bizarre to Kadosh Baruch Hu's covered, because it indicates that the generation is supposed to be destroyed. Anytime you see a keshes, it's a simon that the Bereshim is ready to destroy the generation. And he's not doing it because he promised.
Can you take a picture?
I imagine be this. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with taking a picture, but you probably couldn't develop it and look at it. So
those who folks that have rainbows,
what?
In the colored benchers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I need to review this section of Gemara.
Well, yeah. Saying, okay, the rainbows that they draw, you know, like the kids draw rainbows. Okay.
Well, not the kids, I'm talking about the adults. The printing operation.
I mean, so Keshes is it's a fascinating thing. Keshes represents Hashem's promise. I mean, the bracha we say is Zecher Habris. You talk about that the person remembers his bris, and then he's Neman Mabris. So he made a bris that he won't destroy the world anymore. He's going to keep his word. That's the bracha you say, because when we see the Keshes, it's indicative of the fact that there's a sword hanging over the world, basically. And the Bereshit is not doing it, but just because. Now, why do we see it over here? As, you know, it impacts. You know, just means right over here is where it's Negea. You know, so we're seeing. So it's a tremendous. I mean, the bracha is about the Schibur's bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a wonderful thing. The fact that we need a bris is pretty sad. This Gemara is introducing it. So, one of the Mefarshim said, it's not just that the Keshes didn't exist before the mice of the Mabul, but the Bereshit took the Keshes, which existed beforehand, which represented a mar of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's a beauty to it. And you made that the symbol of his promise to the Bria. I mean, it's out of it. The beauty of it is the expression of Hashem's promise to the Bria that he won't destroy us. So there's elements of beauty to it, and that's why. I mean, but the more saying that if a person is mystical, he contemplates, the beauty would take him to see a dimension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is an area which we're not supposed to go to. Okay, so once the more brought Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachmani, and took him into Reish Lakish, or brings another drasha from him. The drash Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nachmani, and took him into Reish Lakish. You might have seen Al Tamino Beroa.
Do we forget about the Kahan?
You shouldn't rely on the Reya on the friend. Don't rely on the Aluf. The Aluf is the leader. So im armor v'cha yetsa hara. Chatoi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is meichel. Bereshit is your good friend. He'll be meichel you. So al taminu bereya. Don't trust the statement that the reya is saying. Main reya lo yetsa hara. Shenemar ki yetsa leiv ha'odam is ra. So it's the same word. Main aluf el Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar aluf nurai atzo. So Bereshit is the aluf, is the master. He's saying that you can trust that the aluf will, he'll take care of you. Don't do that. Do an aveira and the Bereshit will be meichel. Don't do that. Don't trust him for that. Shem Tarmar, me may it be. Who's going to testify that I did it? Abnei Beisa v'karas Beisa shalotam meet him alone. The stones and the beams of his house testify against him. Shemar ki evan mikir tizak, v'chafis mi'etz yanenu. The stone will cry out from the wall. V'chafis is a beam. So the will yanenu will respond. That's not sure who was speaking there. It's still Rabbi Nachmani. You better be careful what you say from the person who is there, the being which is there in your bosom. Okay, who's that? That's the neshama inside of you who's going to say, you did it. We sign off on our averes every night. The malachim which travel with us will testify against the Shnemer, Ki Malachah Bitzav Aloch, plural, Yishmer Chachah B'chol Derechecho, and then the Chavarman, a verse, Adam Eden, Boy Shnemer, Vatem Eidai, No Mashem, Vani Kel. So, you yourselves will be the Eden. So, Rashi.
Would the Kohanim be like, just like the rainbow, looking at, staring at them?
Is it
Mistako mean? Yeah, I mean, what I'm thinking about is I'm friends here, literally got a big picture of the Kohanim duchening at the coastline.
Well, they're covered with the point of the...
Some of them are not. You see some of them, too. I'm thinking to myself, the big picture he's got there, right there in the dining room. Jesus. Somebody's staring at him.
Okay, I don't know. So Rashi, Malamato, fourth line from the top. Ve'omer mi mitach zroes olam. So we said before that the pillar, you know, everything lies in the zroes of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shem shomi sablan lechosak quite kindly. That's a person. So he's asking who supports what. Because Baruch Hu is the one supporting it, so the person shouldn't be discussing that type of conversation. We don't take out that there was a klala in Marava. Rashi takes that part out. The Bach, interestingly enough, puts it back in. Kill derech regular shkina. Remember, liba ain shkina kan. The person doing it, you know, hidden, as if he's saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not there. The Bresham is everywhere. So he doesn't feel so confident. So his power of his Yetzer Hara will be weakened. And also, we the advantage if he does sin, nobody will learn from him. Became a love of shkarim. The shkarim was indicative of somebody who was not, chashuv. So that would help him lower himself. What's the kaif of the yitzrei? He could stop. But he's doing it privately because he doesn't want to change. He doesn't want to change. He doesn't want to be caught. So he hides. So what happened to Kodesh Baruch Hu? If a person is, at this point in time is not feels he's out of control, so at least don't do it. Berab him and be mechal shem sharam
befreshu. It's sort of interesting though, because don't we say that a person who robs at night is worse than someone who robs at day?
No, the person.
He's just doing it because he can't control himself. So you do it at night or do it by yourself, secluded.
The point of the Mori is the person who hides because he forgets that Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is there, that's a terrible insult to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
Person who knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there but still is not able to control himself, so he's not using that as a way to insult to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So then the Mori says, I'll do it better like that. Now, there's interesting, the Tosfos of Rosh, he says that there's no way he could understand that this is talking about talking about a person doing a real avera. So he brings a Ben Chanan, we have it here, we actually have an Ben Chanan on the side, if you have a Ben Chanan on your side. Chas v'sholom she loya zokin hit the laver avera klal. It's not me starting with the review. Loya zokin was saying, well, you got to do an avera, this is how you do it. And it's like, don't do an avera. Well, you can't control myself. Just control yourself. What does that mean? What he means is, Imrod, Mashiach, Miskabra, Lob, Vechila, Vishtia, Umene, Zemer. He wants to party. He wants to have a good time. But he's worried about it. Maybe he'll, if he parties, Shemi Yishtaker will become drunk. We have the Devair, and then that's already dangerous. So if you go away to a place where he's Malcolm Acher and he's this guest somewhere and so he's a nobody. So Shachsanoi Libo Shaber Kaminan says that a person who's an Achsanoi feels uncomfortable. So says Kalba Beloy Mose Shnev Shnein Loy Nova, a dog which is not in its own place for 7 years won't bark. Merely won't, he'll stop doing an aveira. But even this, but he says, well, I'm aveira. I feel a shtiyas yain with minei zemer. I'm a gilim but simcha is also. But it means if a person feels a pasha, he needs to have that desire to party with music, the whole thing. He says, don't do it at home. It's also do it at home because you don't have anything to help you to stop you from doing an aveira. You know, when a person goes away, that'll help. Right, so, again, you know, but that's still that concept. Our aveiras are from the other direction. The Motzei Kaiv of the Yitzrei, right?
But sir, we're being a Chanana. Could you just point on your page?
And the Russian's presence is there. The one who's telling you to go do an aveira, don't trust it. Don't trust the master, that'll be mocha you, because he won't. The kav is a chatich as eitz, it's a piece of wood. It's pieces of wood. There the pieces of wood, kalpis was the pieces of wood, the layers, they would put wood between the layers of stone to act as like a buffer that that's called kfisim. I say, Ma'irai, who made it? You're the witnesses. Whatever the Russian is going to show that we did, we will ourselves testify that is true. So the mission. Okay, going back to bring kabbonis, person bring kabbonis on Yom Tov. So this is the famous mission about the machlokes about doing smicha on Yom Tov. So smicha was a person prior to the shechting the animal, he would take both of his hands and put on the head of the animal, and he would lean on the animal with all of his strength and say a bidur.
What if it's a really big human being? It's just a small little animal. I mean, what if you hurt him? I mean, you're hurting him at that point. He's not kosher for slaughter.
Well, if obviously you're not doing it to the point where it's going to be.
Well, I thought you just said with all your might.
If you're going to make it not kosher, so then obviously you can't make it not kosher, right? So, but there's dinner smicha. The question is, should you do smicha on Yom Tov? The more I was going to say that this, the machlokes really depends on whether smicha has to be immediately prior to shechita. If you hold it has to be immediately prior to shechita, so you allow to do smicha on Yom Tov. If you hold you can do it earlier, so do it before Yom Tov and then do the b'shet animal on Yom Tov. What's the problem with doing smicha on Yom Tov? Because there's an itzar of riding on the animal. Chazal said that the putting all of your weight on the animal as if you're the animal supporting you at that point in time, because if you pull the animal away at that point in time, you'd fall. So that becomes, that has a look equivalent as if you're riding on the animal. So this is the Rabbanon. So the question that they make, that is the Rabbanon stand in front of the, against the mitzvah of the Torah to do smicha? So the answer is, well, if you can do smicha before Yom Tov, well, yeah, so do smicha before Yom Tov, and then shech on Yom Tov. No reason to be matter, this is the Rabbanon. If you can't, if you hold it, the smicha has to be immediately prior to shechita, so then you'd be matter to smicha on Yom Tov. So that's the Mishnah. Yossi ben Yoezer, some people have the gears of Yosef ben Yoezer. Omer shlo lismach. You should not do smich on Yom Tov. Yosef ben Yochanan, Omer lismach. You should do smich. So if you remember your zugas from the Mishnah Novus, so you had Yosef, one of the zugas was the pair, which is the Nossi and the Abbezdin. So the Nossi is Yosef ben Yoezer, and the Avbezin is Yosef ben Yochanan, and they had an argument whether to do smicha or not. Yehoshua ben Prachya Omer Shalom Lismoich. Nita Arbeli Omer Lismoich. So the next generation yarshened the Machloikis. And it happened to be that the Nasi again said Shalom Lismoich and the Abbasin said to be Samech. They could not come to any resolution under Machloikis. And the next generation, Yehuda ben Tabi Omer Shalom Lismoich. The Nasi said not to do Smicha. Shem ben Shotach Omer Lismoich. He said you should do Smicha. So the first three generations, the Nasi says Shalom Lismoich. Shemaya Omer Lismoich. Now the Nasi said yes to Smicha. Avtalya and the Abbezin Omer Shalom Lismoich said not to be Smicha. Hila Umanachem, Loi Nechluku. Hila was a Nazi, Menachem was the Abbezdin. And they didn't argue. But Yotze Menachem left for being the Abbezdin. The Mor says he was taken away to do Avodas HaMelech. And Nicholas Shammai became the Abbezdin. Shammai Omer Shalom Lismoich. Hillel Omer Lismoich. So here again, the Nasi Hillel said to do Smicha, and the Abbezin said not to do Smicha. So the first three pairs, the Nasi says not, and the Abbezin says yes. And the last two pairs, Shmai Batalya and Hillel and Shammai, so the Nasi said yes to do Smicha, and the Abbezin said not to do Smicha.
The purpose of going through this like this is to say which ones did and the next generation did.
Well, the Kiddush over here, Rashi points over here in this Mishnah, is this is the first Machloikis in the history of Klal Yisrael. Which means any discussions which had been happened prior, they came to a resolution. They never argued. But they would have a Machloikis, and they were able to come to a resolution. Sanhedrin and Gadol would come to an account, and we decided. And there was not left in Klal Yisrael any element of Machloikis. Here is a Machloikis which started in the time of Yosef ben Yehezer and Yosef ben Yochanan, and they couldn't come to resolution. And from generation to generation of the Zugos, they were not able to come to resolution on this Machloikis. That's what the point the Mishnah is saying. Harishonim, Hayunasiyim, the first one mentioned in each one of these groups was the Nasi. Mishnim lehem Abbezin, the one was mentioned second was the Abbezin. The Rashi. Yosef ben Yehezer Omer Shalom Lismoich b'Yamtiv Shem Lismoich and Yamtiv Zuhi Machloikas of Rishonah Shoyisav B'Chacham Yisrael. This is the first Machloikas which existed in the Chacham Yisrael, which didn't come to a resolution. Shulman Ben Prachya Kulan Dar Chodor. So each one's next generation. Yosef Ben Nachum refers to Hechon Yotam. Says where did he go to? Nechash Shammai Lius Ad Bezdin Tachtav. Shammai took over the job of Ad Bezdin. The first one mentioned was the Nasi, the second one was mentioned was not. Chazal says one ha'ora. In the last line, it always mentions the Nasi first and says what the Nasi says and says what the Abbezin says. In the last one, it says Shammai Omer Shalom Lismoich, Hillel Omer Lismoich. It mentions Shammai first. So I just asked the question, why did it switch around? Because it says that maybe the fact that we wanted to be clear to people that who was the Nasi, so we always said the Nasi first. But over here, they already said Hillel Menachem, and it says that Menachem left and Shammai came in, and then we said what Shammai said, to Hemshach, what Shammai had said. But already said clear that Shammai was after. Menachem, Shammai, we're after Hill. Okay, let's hold it here.
Is it the tzionim here?